This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, you know, I live in Vegas. I've been in Vegas since the 80s, off and on since 1981. So watching this city grow, watch the entertainment, the restaurants, the hotels, the resorts, it's fascinating. And many of you still have never been to Vegas. And so you'll ask me questions. I'll answer them. I'll tell you what I think are some of the, you know, best hotels, best resorts, best restaurants. So, you know, you could ask away because I love Las Vegas and I try to visit the touristy area as often as I can. It's getting expensive. It's not like the way it was in the 80s or even in the 90s where you could get 99-cent shrimp cocktail or buck 99 prime rib. Now, when family comes into town or friends come into town, they say, let's go to the strip. You're dropping some buck. But it's still an amazing experience, and so I will try to experience as much of Vegas as I can so that when you ask questions, I can adequately answer. And my family took me to a place called the Mayfair Supper Club last night. Now, I had asked for my anniversary, I'd asked people on Facebook, you know, where should we go? You know, I've already tried some of these places, and remember I told you I was at the Top of the World restaurant, and we couldn't even get sat in an hour and a half, and they wouldn't, you know, they didn't care that my mom was walking and coming as a surprise, and then they tried to charge us for sitting in the main dining room, and it was a disaster, such that on Facebook I'm like, you know, where's a good restaurant to go to for anniversary or birthday? And so somebody had said to check out the Mayfair Supper Club. And Supper Club, that kind of rang a bell because, you know, Supper Club was something in the 1930s and 40s where you would go in, have dinner, you would be dressed up, and you would go sit down for dinner or be at a small table, but it would be facing entertainment, and there would be singers and pianos and trombones and strings and instruments and entertainment and all that. And I'm like, well, that should be fun. So I went with my husband and my boys, and the music was, you know, incredible. It had, you know, the old flavor music, but then they also played a little bit of The Weeknd, and they also played, you know, some, you know, more, there was a Prince. They also played some Prince. So, you know, they definitely, you know, didn't necessarily freeze in the 1930s or 1940s. They had, you know, some modern music as well. But I got to tell you, the experience was absolutely fantastic. So the Mayfair Supper Club in the Bellagio, I would highly, highly recommend. But as a consumer, I also like to kind of take a look and see where things are going. All right, inflation is high. You know, recession is looming. And many of you have reached out saying, look, when I go to Las Vegas, it's just too damn expensive. I can't afford to go to Las Vegas anymore. I want to go out to eat. I want to go out to a restaurant. I want to go out for a night on the town, but it is too damn expensive. Drinks are $24 a drink. And I get that. There is no reason an alcoholic beverage should be 24 bucks. No, I get that. And I understand how frustrating it is for people to have to spend that money. So kudos to some of these establishments that if they can't, let's say, charge less, you know, and they can't try to ease up on their consumers' pockets to at least add more value. And so we're starting to see some of these places that either have more decor or they have more ambiance or they have, like the Excalibur. There'll be a show. You will eat and you'll watch a show. Or these supper clubs that will include entertainment in your meal. Because if you are spending a lot of money, and it is pricey, trust me, the restaurant's pricey, at least you have a two-hour experience. You get entertained. It's an experience. You know, Vegas used to be dinner and a show. So you would pay a ticket price, but that ticket price would be high because not only was there a show, but there was dinner. And the dinner might not have been the most yummy dinner, but you felt like you got some value. And it looks like Vegas is trying to bring that back. It's very, very difficult as we're coming into this inflation and a possible looming recession to be having $160 steaks. There's people that spend it. There's people on a business budget. You know, but, you know, sadly, as, you know, the American tourist is like, wait a second, you know, I don't think I could spend that kind of money. These companies are going to have to be a little bit more creative on how to increase value and how to make a ambiance or make a dining experience. And I also think it's cool that we're getting some old school stuff back. In Vegas, we also have speakeasies. Some of my friends took me to this speakeasy where you go into this, you think it's just going to be a regular restaurant and then or a regular bar, and they only let a certain number of people in. There's very few people that could go in there. And then you're walking through these hallways and it's really dark and there's secret doors. And then you go in and then, and it's just this little private area. And they, they sometimes will suggest what to order or not. And it just has that little bit of a feel like, okay, well, this is the way things were in the 20s. And there are in Vegas, there's speakeasies. There's, like I said, these supper clubs. There's these, I think they even have like these mystery things where while you're eating, you solve like a mystery murder. And I never thought I was into that because I'm like, look, when I want to eat, I want to eat. I want to look at my steak. I want to enjoy my steak. I want to bathe in my steak and the au jus. And I don't want to think about anything else. I just want my steak. But restaurants are getting pricey. They are getting very, very expensive. And eating on the strip, it's pricey. We have Chef Ramsay. We have Bobby Flay. We have, I love this guy. Robert, why can't I think of his name? Oh, gosh. Oh, he has multiple restaurants on the strip as well. Irvin. We have some fantastic chefs. 5-star Michelin chefs. We have some amazing restaurants. And so for those of you that do want to splurge, you know, with the exception of, like I said, that on top of the World restaurant, I don't know what the hell happened at the Stratosphere that night. They really messed up bad. And it's a shame because I really wanted to surprise my mom, and I don't understand why they were so rude, and I just don't get it. But with these other restaurants, it's absolutely fantastic. Just fantastic food, fantastic ambiance. And looks like supper clubs are making a comeback. Very cool. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that abortion is not protected by the state's constitution. And I'm not a constitutional scholar by any means. I am still very perplexed by where in any constitution, whether it's our national constitution or state constitutions, where it talks about ending fetal life. It's and when you see the back and forth with judges where, yep, the Constitution says we can't. Constitution says we can't. I don't think any constitution talks about the fetus. I mean, unless, of course, there's amendments added, but... So the Iowa Supreme Court on Friday cleared the way for lawmakers to, quote, according to Daily Mail, severely limit or even ban abortion in the state, reversing a decision by the court 4 years ago, which guaranteed the right to the procedure under the Iowa Constitution. The court, they say, is composed by Republican appointees, concluded that a less conservative court wrongly decided that abortion is among the fundamental privacy rights guaranteed by the Iowa Constitution and federal law. They say Friday's ruling comes amid expectations that the Supreme Court will overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. They say then Iowa lawmakers could ban abortion in the state without completing the lengthy process of amending the state constitution. The Iowa decision stemmed from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged a 2020 law that required a 24-hour waiting period before a woman could get an abortion. A judge who struck down the law cited the state high court's 2018 ruling. The judge also concluded the law violated rules prohibiting passage of bills with more than one subject. They say the state Supreme Court returned the waiting period case to district court. In its 2018 ruling decided by a 5-2 vote, the court said that autonomy and dominion over one's body go to the very heart of what it means to be free. The reversal of the decision comes hours after a change in the court's makeup. Governor Kim Reynolds had named four justices since 2017. Six of the seven people on the court have been appointed by Republican governors. Now, Reynolds is an outspoken opponent of abortion rights, and Republicans in the legislature have repeatedly said they hope the court would overturn the 2018 ruling. So as the country waits to see how Roe v. Wade is going to rule, seeing the leak of the draft by Judge Justice Alito, where Alito said, look, the feds do not have a role in mandating or preventing. This is between a person and the people of the state, which, although some people might agree with that, that essentially overturns Roe v. Wade, where Roe v. Wade puts the government in control, saying, look, we are going to make sure that a person can abort the child if they want to, abort the fetus if they want to. So as opposed to this, you know, my body, my choice, keep the government out of my body, Roe v. Wade interjects the government to protect the right of a woman who wants to ask her state to, you know, allow her to get an abortion. So that's why it kind of looks like it's a double negative or a triple negative, where Justice Alito had said in the ruling, the feds shouldn't be involved. Federal government should not be involved in a woman's body or these decisions. They should be between her and the people of the state, or as I see it, between her and her doctor and her medical provider. It shouldn't be a tax benefit. It shouldn't be something we're taxed. It shouldn't be something that keeps switching every time we have a new administration. This is a medical procedure. It's a very serious medical procedure. It's a very complicated one. It's one where if somebody does undergo it, they are going to probably want to have a lot of support. It's a very, very big decision. But because we're having close to a million done now a year, in the 80s it was up to about, you know, 15 or 1.5 million a year. Now rates started to go down, but then it's going back up. And I think one in every five pregnancies, we heard from the Guttmacher Institute, said one in every five pregnancies is being terminated right now. So it's obviously becoming more of an issue than I wish it ever was. You know, I can understand how people say, look, I don't want the voters in my business. I don't want the state in my business. I don't want the feds in my business. You know, this is between me and my decision to keep a pregnancy or not. But sadly, the voters are involved if their tax dollars are going to it. So Daily Mail speaks about the 26 states where abortion could become illegal if SCOTUS overturns Roe v. Wade. And of those states, they say it will likely be outlawed. I don't know if for sure. I think there might be some, you know, again, rape, incest, harm to the mother. Does a fetus need to be removed because the mom is at risk of dying? It's rare that would happen, but so there's multiple states, including Idaho, Utah, Arizona, Wyoming, maybe Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, Oklahoma, a lot of the states in the South, They believe even West Virginia might be included in that, Wisconsin, Michigan. So, you know, I'm not convinced that this is going to go as smoothly as one would hope. And I think the situation has gotten extremely out of hand. I think where we are right now is we have a society where we have, under the ACA, guaranteed free birth control. We have multiple avenues for people to get condoms, for people to get education. We have multiple, conduits for people to, learn about sex, learn about how to prevent pregnancy, and as I said, get on free birth control. But for some reason, our abortion or the need to terminate fetuses is rising. Why is that? Is it that our birth control is not working? Is it that people don't have access to the ACA? The ACA said, oh, yeah, you could keep your doctor, but it's really not insurance, and people don't really have access to the free care that they were promised? Is it that people don't care? Is it that they don't like birth control? Is it that they don't like condoms? Is it that these 1 million cases are all rapes? Is it that rape is so rampant now that all these people are getting pregnant from rape? Again, I see both sides, having had a family member who was gang raped and, resulted in a pregnancy. I mean, I can understand all aspects to the argument. What I don't understand is why 1 in 5 pregnancies right now is ending up in termination. I don't understand the numbers. I also don't understand why it's the taxpayer's duty to pay for it. This is a very private decision. I don't think any taxpayer should go up to a woman and say, look, okay, I am going to make the decision on what you do, with your result of an unprotected sexual encounter. But sadly, because tax dollars have to go to Planned Parenthood, tax dollars have to go to local services, now taxpayers are like, but I don't want my money going to that. So now we have the Supreme Court, reviewing a case that had to do with, I think, a second term abortion or later term abortion. And that's the other thing too. This went from, I just need some plan B. I had sex last night, condom broke, let me take some progesterone, some plan B to not let the pregnancy implant. We went from something like that, or let me prevent the pregnancy with birth control, to I want to be able to abort it in my third trimester if I change my mind. Should it have gone that far? So here the Supreme Court is ruling, I believe that's what started this process, if a pregnancy is allowed to be terminated after 15 weeks, and I think the feds want to stay out of it. And the feds the federal government should not be involved in these decisions. Terminating a baby that has arms and legs and a heartbeat should not be up to a justice. It should not be up to a president that keeps switching every 4 years. This should be, or 8 years. This is between a person and their doctor But sadly, whatever happens, it's going to be a mess. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. In its third hearing Thursday, the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol attack outlined former President Trump's pressure campaign against then-Vice President Pence. Washington Post correspondent Rhonda Colvin reports on the significance of Trump's efforts.
It's pretty significant. It's an important angle for this committee to explore and also to share with the American people because it shows that there was an extent of pre-planning and pressuring Pence that happened days before the violence. And it also reinforces the violence and how close the former Vice President Pence came to grave danger.
The House Investigative Committee has asked the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas for an interview. Ginny Thomas, a conservative activist, communicated with people in Donald Trump's inner circle ahead of the attack and also on the day of the insurrection. Thomas's name could also come up at some point in the panel's hearings. This is USA Radio News. President Biden sat down with the Associated Press on Thursday to discuss the state of the economy as well as his concerns about the national mood. Biden blamed gas prices for the nation's economic pessimism. He said before prices started rising that, quote, they were much more optimistic, unquote. The president acknowledged that Americans are paying vastly more to put food on their table and fuel in their cars, and that it was putting a dent in his approval rating. A gunman opened fire at a potluck dinner inside a suburban Alabama church on Thursday, killing two members and wounding a third before being taken into custody. Emergency dispatchers received a call at around 6:20 p.m. of an active shooter at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in a Birmingham suburb. A suspect was detained and the wounded victim was being treated at a local hospital. Police thus far have declined to identify the suspect or the victims. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you guys I was having some bowel problems? Oh, yeah. And I developed some sort of irritable bowel syndrome when I went to medical school. I was fine right before medical school. I was an undergrad, worked half a dozen part-time jobs, put myself through school. You know, had a crappy diet because, you know, top ramen doesn't really do much, you know, to your metabolism as well as your nutritional status. But everything was fine until I move up to Reno, Nevada, and I start getting really, really bloated.
And I mean, I looked 9 months pregnant. I'm like, well, it must be the water. How is it the water? What's in the water? And I looked at my diet, pretty much similar diet. Now, I'd eat a burger every now and then, maybe I'd eat some fruit, maybe eat some top ramen, maybe have pizza. I used to love onions, raw onions on my pizza, or raw onions on my AM PM used to make these burgers, and then you could put the onions on them, and they were like really, really yummy. They were almost like White Castle burgers, right, at AM PM, but they weren't White Castle, but they were lowly small and yummy. So I go to a doctor, and the doctor's like, well, it's because you don't have time to potty. You know, you're doing 36-hour shifts. You need to go. And I go, well, I can't go, you know, and I'm not comfortable going, you know, at work. I could only pee. For some reason, I've never been able to go in a public bathroom. Well, she's like, well, you're going to have to do something. I'm like, yeah, but I'm already getting up at 3 in the morning for a 36-hour shift. She's like, well, figure it out. So I start to figure it out, and it turns out that after I eliminate and I've tried to figure out what I would eat that would make me blow up, it turned out to be onions. Now, onions, that made no sense to me because I had been eating raw onions since I started acquiring a taste for them. Why now? Well, something must have happened with the move or something where I just all of a sudden did not make the enzyme that digested them. So a doctor suggested I get some Beano over the counter. And the Beano are like enzymes that help you digest beans or onions or other sorts of food. And when I would take that, I wouldn't blow up and get all, you know, bloated and in pain and have issues like I did. That hurt happened overnight. But before I figured it out, it took me 9 months to figure that out, my brother-in-law said, drink some beer. And I'm like, really? No, actually, well, the opposite. My mom told me to drink some beer. My brother-in-law told me to not drink beer. He said, beer is messing you up. Beer could be making you all gassy. And I'm like, but I'm not a beer drinker. I don't really like beer taste. I'm not a beer drinker. He's like, he knows for him, beer bloats him. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe. Yet my mom had said beer settles the stomach. She said a lot of times if you drink a little bit of beer before you eat, it settles the stomach. So I didn't know what the hell to do, and I just stayed away from it. Well, now we have a study that looks at beer. And they think a beer a day could keep the doctor away when it comes to your tummy. In a pilot study, according to goodnewsnetwork.org, researchers report that compared to their pre-trial microbiome, or the bacteria that live in your gut, men who drank either one alcoholic or non-alcoholic lager a day had a more diverse set of gut microbes, which could reduce the risk for some diseases. Trillions of microorganisms line our GI tract, and it impacts the way we think. It impacts some of our nutrition, our metabolism, so much. And they say studies have shown that when more types of bacteria are present, people tend to have a lower chance of developing chronic diseases. Excuse me, like heart disease and diabetes. And beer contains compounds like polyphenols, as well as microorganisms from its fermentation. They said that could impact the variety of microbes in the human gut. Now, this previously published crossover study showed that when both men and women consumed non-alcoholic lager beer for 30 days, their gut microbiome diversity increased. Many of those same people were also in a second group that drank an alcoholic version of the beer, and it did not have the same effect. They said few other clinical trials have tested this issue, so Dr. Anna Faria and colleagues wanted to see if they would find similar results with men in a different type of study, a more parallel, randomized trial design with two separate groups of participants. So in this double-blind study, 19 healthy men were randomly divided into two groups who drank 11 fluid ounces of either alcoholic or non-alcoholic lager with dinner for 4 weeks. The researchers found that the participants' weight, body mass index, and serum markers for heart health and metabolism didn't change. But at the end of the 4-week period, both groups had greater bacterial diversity in their gut microbiome, higher levels of fecal alkaline phosphatase, which they said was an indicator of an improvement in intestinal health. The researchers suggest that these results could differ from those from the prior study because of the different designs of the trial, maybe people were living in different communities. But based on this pilot study, the researchers say that consuming one bottle of beer, regardless of its alcohol content, may be beneficial to gut microbiome and the intestinal health of men. They do, though, say that the safest level of alcohol consumption is none, and non-alcoholic beer may be the more healthful choice. Now, this study was published in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry. So, you know, what fascinates me is we're in the year 2022. I'm a physician. I went to school in the 90s. And so much of the medicine that I am noticing that's coming out is from, you know, and is being studied, seems to be paralleling or replicating results that have been anecdotal for years. I remember asking my mom when, you know, when my, like when I was really, really young, my mom told my dad to drink a little beer to settle his stomach. And here we are suggesting in this study, maybe a little bit of beer after dinner works to help the gut microbiome. Our knowledge of medicine isn't all brand spanking new. Our knowledge of medicine comes from decades or centuries of anecdotal evidence or things that we saw worked and we associated to possibly working. And the reason why I bring this up is throughout COVID, anything anecdotal, anything suggested, anything that was theorized was branded as misinformation. And what if everything we talked about, which we're starting to see now, is right when it comes to COVID? What if our instinct, our education, our history of seeing how these things work, were always right? And the only difference is in the past few years, everything was branded misinformation. Still, I still get asked about, gosh, well, how do you handle all the misinformation that people have, you know, about COVID and the masks and the mandates and things like that? And you mean the misinformation that was behind the mandates? See, I look at the misinformation as the opposite. Somebody saying that we were going to have herd immunity if you mandated the vaccines, that was misinformation. Especially when the study came out almost immediately saying vaccinated people are still spreading the virus. I told you guys, herd immunity means you have the little babies in the herd, in the center of the herd, all protected by the big mommies and daddies. And the big mommies and daddies are repelling the bugs, so the little babies in the herd don't seem to get affected by the bugs. But if the mommies and daddies are looking at the babies, talking to the babies, and spreading the virus because they're vaccinated, and vaccinated people are still spreading the virus, then those little babies in the herd aren't being protected. It's not herd immunity. It's completely done at that point. And so here we are, the concept of maybe beer will settle your stomach. If that was brought up in a COVID sort of arena, misinformation. Here we are in 2022 going, you know what, there might be something to it with our microbiome. I do not want to hear the term misinformation unless it is something completely outlandish or a complete lie. Like energy drinks lower your heart rate. Okay, that to me is a lie. That would be misinformation. The caffeine could raise your heart rate. But somebody saying, look, you know, there could be a chance that there could be a side effect or there could be a adverse event. Or maybe the virus is outsmarting the mask. That's not misinformation. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the one thing that always catches my eye is money. Maybe it's because I'm always looking down at my feet when I walk. But if I see money, I pick it up. I like free money. I'm not stupid. If I see a folded up dollar bill, or some money, or a money clip, I'm like, dang. Now, I'll look to see if somebody dropped it, turn it in, because obviously that's somebody's money that they're feeding their family with. but it catches my eye. Well, the problem is people like me that are gullible, where if we see that green bill folded up and maybe the eye of George Washington or whatever, it could be a trap. And in a Facebook post, a Tennessee sheriff's office is warning the public to not pick up folded dollar bills that are just sitting there because they could be deadly. And on a couple occasions, a folded dollar bill was found on the ground at a local gas station. And when the person picked it up, they were exposed to a deadly amount of fentanyl. One post said there was a white powdery substance inside. The substance was tested and was positive for methamphetamine and fentanyl. Now, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. 50 times more potent than heroin. It's bad. Not very safe. Just the dust of it is enough to stop you from breathing. So the sheriff's office said this is a very dangerous issue. The post asked for people to educate their children in not picking up any folded dollar bill without a guardian or parent present. Also featured an image with a small amount of a powdery substance next to a penny, warning that the amount is more than enough to kill someone who comes in contact with it. They say be aware and be safe. And that really stinks, because what's happening here, okay, is supply and demand. And there are drug dealers that need to make money. And they need people who are out and about, not locking down because of COVID, not locking down because they're working. They need people out and about getting high or wanting the drug. And so if they can find a population, get them hooked, get them, you know, excited, and they follow you and they're hunting you down, then they could sell to you. And I know we have all these new rules and regulations against doctors, and doctors are being threatened with losing their licensing for writing narcotics. That's not where these overdose deaths are being fueled. It's the criminal element. Overdose deaths have spiked since all the rules and regulations in 2016 and 2017 against doctors and all the lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies. And now we have dollar bills with powder on them, trying to get kids hooked or poisoned. Maybe people are just trying to poison people just for the fun of it. It's bad, people. And so, you know, I know this war on narcotics is just focusing now on doctors and pharmaceutical companies, and you know, people are cheering it on, and I would strongly urge people to please take a look and realize that we're getting drugs over the border. We're getting drugs from China. We're getting drugs from everywhere. Heroin, meth, fentanyl use is rampant in Portland, Oregon. There is an open-air drug market. Portland police officers drive by homeless addicts buying and using. They say the signs of drug addiction are actually increasing throughout the state. This is according to law enforcement sources. Oregon ranks second highest among U.S. states for substance abuse. Nearly one in five of their adults is addicted. This follows in November 2020, voters overwhelmingly passed Measure 110. The Drug Addiction Treatment and Recovery Act secured 58% of the votes that decriminalized possession of small amounts of hard drugs like heroin, meth, coke, and fentanyl. The new law made possession of those substances no more than a Class E violation, the equivalent of a traffic ticket, punishable by up to a $100 maximum fine. The fine is dismissed when someone who was fined calls the helpline saying, "I'd like help," Lines for Life, and completes a health assessment. The idea is to connect drug abusers with services and treatments instead of putting them behind bars. Very nice. That's a very lovely thought. But in practicality, in reality, it doesn't work. The new law made possession of those substances, as I said, no more than a Class E violation. They say 16 months into this first-in-the-nation experiment, the numbers paint a bleak picture, according to Fox News. Drug overdose deaths hit an all-time high in 2021 with 1,069, which is a 41% increase from 2020, and very few people really got into treatment. According to the Lund report, after 1 year, 136 people had entered treatment. Less than 1% of those helped by Measure 110, but the actual number may be even lower. David Murray, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, who advised drug czars in two different presidential administrations, said it is predictable, was predictable, and now, unfortunately, is coming to pass in front of our eyes. It is a tragedy and a self-inflicted wound. So the Oregon Judicial Department reports that through the end of May, police throughout the state had written 2,500 tickets for drug possession. Since Measure 110 was enacted, 75% of the tickets resulted in convictions, the vast majority because the offender never showed up in court. Well, again, if they're homeless, if they don't have, you know, they said only 116 people have called the help hotline. 66 of those callers just wanted verification of the assessment so they could void the ticket. So, you know, what's the answer? Many people have said and called into the show saying we need to decriminalize drugs. We need to decriminalize drugs. The problem is again, somebody wanting to get high. Somebody wanting to get drunk in their own house. Somebody wanting to have sex. You know, they're not hurting anybody else. They're in a safe spot, safe position. That's one thing. But if you are dropping your drugs, if you're leaving your drugs, if kids are getting them, if you're selling the drugs, if you're acting out, if you're violent, if you're getting behind a car, now it affects others. And I don't know what the answer is. I voted to legalize marijuana, but I voted to legalize marijuana because I wanted there to be something that people could go to for pain while we were going after the doctors for pain control, and I wanted us to be able to study the medical uses. But I didn't want people driving with it. I didn't want people selling it to kids. So decriminalizing drugs might be very nice to keep people out of jail, but if it is a free pass for people to just get, you know, for the drug cartel to have now a wider audience to sell and a wider consumer base, that's a problem. Portland, the state's largest city, set an all-time record with 90 murders in 2021. Police in Multnomah County link these to Measure 110, saying there's been a rise in homicides tied to the drug turf wars between gangs. They said 10% of the $300 million in available money for Measure 110 funds has been allocated to date for health, for recoveries and things like that. The money is coming from cannabis tax revenue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The other day I was worried about the animals in Yellowstone as the flood has destroyed homes and bridges, threatening the region's economy. Vox.com says the animals are doing just fine, that the animals are okay. Even though 10,000 visitors on Tuesday had to be evacuated and Montana National Guard had to rescue dozens of people from campsites in nearby towns, we are hearing that animals, seem to be doing okay because there's no wildfires right now. The wolves are eating. They're getting their elks, gray wolves. They say so far that the animals are doing okay. A lot of water, giving the plants they eat a boost. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.